Well, good evening. It's good to have you with us again for this broadcast, coming from the Facebook page of Londonderry Free Presbyterian Church and the webcast. Turn with me, if you will, to Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24, here we have recorded for us Paul preaching before Felix. And we're going to commence our reading at the verse number 22. Verse number 22 of Acts chapter 24. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them, and said, When Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul, and let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. Amen. The Lord will bless the reading of his inspired word, his precious word, to each and every one of our hearts. Let's just come to God in prayer, ask for his blessing upon this message and for help to give it. Our loving God and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank thee for another opportunity that we can come into your presence, Lord, another opportunity that we have to preach the word. Lord, I do pray that many souls would be tuned in this evening. Lord, I do pray that many would listen and heed the words of warning that are contained within these verses. Lord, I pray, fill me now with thy Spirit, that I may preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Lord, that I may present the Saviour of the world. Lord, I do pray, give help. Lord, give help to me as I preach, and Lord, give help to each listener. Lord, I pray that this word would be written upon their hearts. I pray these things in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen. In the passage that we have just read this evening, we see that Paul is incarcerated, and he is standing before Felix to speak of him things concerning Christ. Now, Felix was a Roman governor in the time in the province of Judea, and he had Paul in prison, but gave him free access to speak to whomever he pleased. We see that in verse number 23. He commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. This meant that Paul was able to evangelize. He was able to share the gospel and share his faith in Christ with those who were his captors. And this applied especially to Felix, the governor. Paul had ended up in prison because he was accused by a man named Tertullus to be, as we read in verse number 5 and 6 of this chapter, a pestilent fellow, a mover of sedition among all the Jews throughout the world, and a ringleader of the sect of the Nazarites, who also hath gone about to profane the temple. There we see that the chief captain, Lysias, he takes him then to be examined by Felix the governor, to see if these accusations that were brought against Paul were true. Paul begins to defend himself against these accusations, and to say that he is not guilty of those things which Tertullus had blamed him of, mainly that he was a mover of sedition among the people. After Paul had given his defence, he was taken away to await and see what the chief captain would say. Paul then gets this opportunity after a few days have passed, after this event, to present his faith in Christ. However, we sadly see those sad words that Felix chooses to reject and put off placing his faith in Christ at this time. Here we see Felix procrastinating and putting off getting right with the Lord. You know, an incident in the American Revolution, it illustrates to us the great tragedy of what can result from procrastination. It is reported that Colonel Rahl, a commander of the British troops in the town of Trenton in New Jersey, he was playing cards when a courier brought to him an urgent message. This courier had been sent as he had information that George Washington and his men were crossing the Delaware River. They were soon to be upon him. Raoul put the letter in his pocket and did not bother to read it until he was finished playing cards. Then, realizing the seriousness of the situation, upon reading this letter that he had received, Colonel Raoul tried to rally his men to meet the oncoming attack. He jumped on his horse and he gathered his men ready, trying to get them ready for battle, for the attack that was about to commence. But yet his procrastination was his undoing, as he and many of his men were killed, and the rest of them were captured. Raoul's mistake, though it only was a few minutes in time, that delay of a few minutes, it cost him his life, his honour, and the liberty of his soldiers. That is why procrastination, as one quote calls it, is the great thief of time. And that is what I would like to take for our title this morning. We want to see Felix. We want to look at this man, Felix, who procrastinated putting salvation in Christ. Our title this evening will be Felix, the man who procrastinated. Felix, the man who procrastinated. First off, I would like you to see the sermon that he heard. We read in the first part of this verse, "And as he," that is Paul, "reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come." Here we see those things which Felix was hearing from the Apostle Paul. Paul spoke of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Now this word "reasoned" here in the Greek, it can be translated as discoursing or preaching. It is used five other times in the book of Acts. Also in throughout the book of Acts, it is in chapter 17 verse 2, chapter 18 verse 4, chapter 18 verse 19, 19 verses 8 through to 9, and 24 verse 12. Each of these references, they each speak of the Apostle Paul and how he reasoned with others and preached to them the gospel concerning Christ. We know that Paul spoke here of Felix, to Felix at the end of verse 24, and we read that Felix sent for Paul. It says there, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. This was an amazing opportunity that the Apostle Paul had. He had this wonderful opportunity to share with the governor of Judah his faith and how he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. This was an opportunity for him to speak of Christ to those in authority, to those who were in power over the land, who would be making decisions based on legislation in that land. Oh, that we would have people in government who fear the Lord and seek the Lord, who want to know what his will is for this land. I pray to that end that we would have men and women who fear God in places of power in our land. So what was the sermon that Felix heard? Well, while we do not have the full manuscript detailing everything that Paul said, the scriptures here tell us of three things especially that Paul spoke of: righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. So what could Paul have been saying to Felix? Well, of righteousness, the Apostle Paul would surely have quoted from Old Testament scriptures. Scriptures such as Proverbs 16 verse 12. "It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness." It is possible that Paul would have reasoned to Felix that his throne was to be established not of wickedness, but by righteousness. Furthermore, Paul would have been seeking to do the same thing that we see in Daniel chapter 4 and verse 27, where it says, "Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness." Paul would have urged Felix to have turned away from his sinfulness, to have turned away from his wickedness, and to have turned to salvation and faith in Christ. I would urge you this evening to do the exact same thing. Turn away from wickedness. Turn away from sin, that which keeps you out of heaven and out of a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And turn to the one who can save you, the Saviour of the world, Jesus Christ the righteous. He can give you his perfect righteousness if you will but trust and turn from your sin. We know that the Apostle Paul spoke on this subject of righteousness many times in his other epistles, especially in the book of Romans, where he majored on it. Romans 5 and verse 18 there says, "Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life." There's a lot of words used in there, a lot of theology in that verse contained alone. But here Paul is teaching that the disobedience of Adam in the Garden of Eden brought condemnation, brought judgment upon all men. For as in Adam, all die. But yet, by the perfect obedience of Christ, we can have the gift of eternal life. As in Adam, all die, but yet so in Christ shall all be made alive. Paul would have been speaking of the righteousness of Christ to Felix. He would have promoted Christ's righteousness. He would have gloried in Christ's righteousness. And how it was only by the imputed righteousness of Christ that he could be justified and right in the sight of God. It is the same for us today. We need that alien righteousness, that righteousness that is not our own, that comes only from the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a righteousness which is foreign to us, is unknown to us, because it is Christ's righteousness. And Christ died on the cross so that we might be able to be clothed in his righteousness. I trust and pray that each and every one of us who's listening in this evening would know of that righteousness, would trust in Christ and receive that righteousness today. You need only turn from your sin and trust in Christ for forgiveness. Now, the word temperance, it doesn't just mean to be sober and not to take alcohol and restraining yourself from being drunk. It has the meaning of a restraining from all evil passions and inclinations. And it is more of a general term that Paul uses here. Now, Paul, we see he mentioned temperance in another epistle that he wrote in Galatians 5, verse 23. Galatians 5, verse 23. Here he was writing to the members of the church of Galatia about the fruit of the Spirit. So I ask the question to you this morning, or this evening. Are you restraining your members from evil? Are you restraining your members from sin and making a conscious effort to ensure that you're not following after the lust of the flesh, but following after Christ? I ask myself the same question day and daily. Am I following Christ? Am I doing that which would please him and honour him? Paul goes on then to a very solemn subject, judgment to come. The psalmist David describes that day of judgment in these words in Psalm 50 verses 3 and 4. "Our God shall come and shall not keep a silence, and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people." My friend, and here this evening, listening in online, just as Felix heard about judgment to come, I must also warn you that there is a judgment that will come one day. We will all be judged one day by the judge of the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ. And unless we are trusting in him for salvation, we will be judged according to our own works, to our own righteousness. And Scripture tells us in Isaiah that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. Therefore, if we're trusting in our own righteousness for salvation, if we're trusting in our own works to get us into heaven, to merit us an eternal life, we will fail and fail miserably. There will be no escape on the day of judgment if we are trusting in our own righteousness. Hebrews 2 and verse 3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" Therefore, it's vital you turn from your sin so that we might escape this great judgment that is coming. One day we will be judged, and if we are clothed in Christ's righteousness, we will go to be with the Lord. In each subject, Paul would have spoken of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in Christ that we find perfect righteousness. It is through Christ and his power that we have temperance over sin, that we have control over our members. And it is Christ who one day will judge the world and each and every person in this world. That is our first point. I want you to see the sermon that he preached. Secondly, I would like you to see the shock he experienced. The shock he experienced. Felix, here it says in verse 25, Felix trembled. Felix trembled. Felix has just listened to what Paul had to say by the power and inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And the reaction that he had was one that we maybe would not too all too often expect concerning faith in Christ. It is a message which has brought many to fear and many to trembling. That is why the Greek word here, it is alluding to a real fear. The Greek word here is phobos. It is where we get our English word phobia from. It was a fear that shook him to his core. Fear that was accompanied with an outward reaction. Felix was not just terrified, but he trembled hearing the words that were spoken. Felix was pricked in his conscience. This was a natural conviction that Felix heard. My friend, if you look at your life, you look at those things which you have done in your life, you look back upon those actions you have made in life, and you can see that there is sin in your life. You look back on life and you can only see sin and misery. Felix was pricked in his conscience. He knew that he had sinned. He knew that he had offended God, that he had disobeyed God's law, and as such was worthy of damnation. A commentator said on this verse, "The gospel should make those who are intent on rejecting Jesus afraid." And rightly so. My friend, if you're adamant that you will reject the salvation that Christ has procured for us, then you should be very, very afraid. You cannot stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day and say that no one ever told you. No one ever told you your need of salvation, your need of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day and say you thought you had more time. I implore you, do not do as Felix did in this passage. If you are trembling, then the Holy Spirit is showing you your sin. You're looking back upon your life, seeing those wrong things which you have done, those sins which you have committed against God. And you need to see your need of a Saviour. It is imperative that you see that Jesus Christ is the only one who can save you from your sin. This evening, if you're not feeling that sense of fear, then let me reiterate what one day you will face. You will face an eternity, a time which knows no end, in the fires of hell. You will be tormented for the rest of the endless ages if you do not repent of your sins and turn to Christ for forgiveness. Moses, who was one of whom the Lord had close fellowship with, he saw the face of the Lord. This was a friend of God, saw the face of the Lord. And Moses said, and it was said of him in Hebrews 12, verse 21, "And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But I want to tell you, if you are only trembling and not acting upon that fear, if you are not acting upon that and trusting in Christ for salvation, then you will be lost for all eternity, with no escape. That's why it is so vital that we trust in Christ. James 2 verse 19, it tells us, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." Therefore, it's so important that you not only fear what is coming, but that because of that fear, it jerks a reaction into you, that you trust in Christ. Come to him in faith and repentance, and trust in him for salvation. We see here the shock that Felix experienced. Lastly, I would like you to see the season that he called for. The season that he called for. Notice with me those last words in verse 25. "Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Here we read some sad, sad words. Felix had the opportunity to listen to the Apostle Paul, arguably one of the greatest preachers that this world has seen next to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet he answers him with these sad words, "Go thy way. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." These are words that condemned Felix to a lost eternity as he rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not read in the rest of Scripture any time again of Felix after this encounter. We do not read of him. Felix called for a more convenient season to come to the Lord. He believed that there would be another opportunity, that he would have more time, that he would have time to be able to come and accept Christ as his Saviour. He believed that there would be a time where he would be more ready to come to the Lord in salvation. Yet, throughout the rest of Scripture, we never read of that more convenient season that Felix believed that he had. And from this, from what we can discern in Scripture, Felix is now in the torments of hell because he never trusted in Christ. He never got the opportunity to ask Christ for forgiveness, and he never got the opportunity to hear the gospel again after this, from what we can discern in Scripture. The Scriptures have so many warnings, countless warnings, my friend, against putting off salvation. Genesis 6 verse 3 tells us, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man." It may be that one day you will no longer hear the voice of the Lord calling you to salvation, calling you and drawing you to himself. This is the downfall of Felix, procrastination. He put off trusting in Christ. He put off the message that he heard from the Apostle Paul. He was too late. We are not promised of tomorrow. Scripture tells us that our life is a vapor. And in James 4 and 14 there it says, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away." In the grand scheme of things, in the scheme and seeing and our lives in the light of eternity, our lives are so short. And therefore that is why it is vital we do not put off coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you in here this evening listening into this webcast? And you believe that there will be another time. You will hear the gospel again. Are you waiting to your deathbed to come to the Lord Jesus Christ so that you might be able to live for sin, live for the pleasures of this world until your deathbed, and then you will get right with the Lord? "Well, I'm all right," said the self-righteous, procrastinating young man. He said, "Don't worry about me. It's one world at a time for me. I'll go on and enjoy life while it lasts. There's enough time near life's end. I, like the dying thief, will turn to God for salvation." The man who was pleading with him replied, "When the end comes, I wonder which of the dying thieves you will be like. There were two of them, as you recall. One accepted the Lord, and the other rejected him." Procrastination, as we have said, is the very thief of time. And it will steal away your time until it is too late. And for you, you've rejected the Lord for the last time. And you lift up your eyes, as the rich man did, being in torments in the flames of hell. Yet there is hope. There is hope in Christ, in his salvation, in the righteousness that he has purchased for us through his blood. He has died to cleanse us from our sins. He has died so that we might have an eternal home in heaven. You can know assurance that one day you will spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ if you turn from your sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must only repent and believe. The Puritan Christopher Nicie, he said, "Faith is our seal, and assurance of faith, it is God's seal." It's God who seals our faith. Too many people will return to their busy lives and completely forget all about the salvation that they have heard of. Will you let the devil snatch away the word which you have heard this evening? Will you just forget about it? Once you turn off the TV, your phone, your smartphone, your tablet, whatever it is you may be listening on, will you just turn it off, set it down, and walk away from Christ one last time? In these days of coronavirus lockdown, use this time wisely to see Christ, to see your need of Christ, and to start on a right path and a right relationship with him. To accept him as Saviour, to allow him into your heart, to cleanse you of sin and set you on the narrow road which leads to glory. Do not procrastinate, my friend. Do not put off coming to Christ as Felix did. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2, it says, well known verse, "Behold, now is the accepted time, behold, now is the day of salvation." Trust in Christ today. Do not procrastinate. Trust in Christ today. Amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless.